Next patient is Pamela, Pamela Schmalz. Pamela is a 76-year-old woman placed on hospice because of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, period. Her other diagnoses include coronary artery disease, pulmonary hypertension. Patient has a KPS score of 50%. Currently, she lives with her daughter, who's her major caregiver at this time. Patient is very short of breath, very weak, total ADL dependent, and having difficulty with bowel and bladder control, period. Patient is responsive but confused at times because of her shortness of breath and hypoxemia. Patient stays in bed over 12 to 14 hours a day, period. Patient is definitely homebound. Other issues include patient's weight loss, difficulty with anxiety. The patient has a history of anxiety associated with her end-stage COPD, which requires around-the-clock intervention, period. Patient's other comorbidities include diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement. Also, a patient recently was hospitalized at the beginning of this month with shortness of breath, chronic pain requiring around-the-clock pain medication. Depression, anxiety, type 2 diabetes out of control, history of stroke, and hyperlipidemia, period. Patient has a chronic dizziness, difficulty with walking because of shortness of breath. Patient is in pain at all times, difficulty sleeping, severe fatigue. Patient has tremors as well. Other comorbidities include atrial fibrillation, atherosclerosis of the aorta, aortic aneurysm, which contributes to the patient's current symptoms. It was decided for patient and family to no further pursue any medical treatment, keep patient as comfortable as possible, and patient subsequently has been placed on hospice, most likely has less than 6 months to live with her end-stage COPD, period.